his followers. Well, that's asked by Arjuna early in the Bhagavad Gita, and that is also answered by Krishna. Prajahati, prajahati yada kaman sarvam partha manogatan atman yeva atmanantushta stita pragyasadochate. One who is stita pragya, who is fixed in realized knowledge, is described. As one who has given up, he's become free of all material desires. Well, actually it said all desires that come from the mind. He's satisfied in the self. And the description continues. But this is the basis of it. In Krishna consciousness, the realized knowledge is not simply to be free from material desires, but to be fully fixed in the understanding that I am the servant of Krishna and of Krishna's servants. This realized knowledge affects his followers in as much as they follow him. By seeing his example, they also, and taking his instructions, they start to emulate him. It would be very, it's not possible to advance under the guidance of, it's not possible to advance in spiritual life under the guidance of a person who is not advanced in spiritual life. Then the next question, among the nine, here it's mentioned nine devotional service, bhaktyangas, the limbs of devotion, what is the difference between dasyam and atmanivedanam? It's a good question. Dasyam is the sense of considering oneself, I am a servant of Krishna. And Atmanivedan means to dedicate oneself, mind, body and words in the service of Krishna. Manasa, karmana, vacha, yeah, and then everything else. One's possessions, one's family members, one's aspirations for the future. So we can say that the sense of Atmanivedana, it is the fully developed sense of being a servant. And also in Atmanivedan, one doesn't necessarily act as a servant. Of course, all pure devotees are servants. But for the pleasure of Krishna, a devotee may not, a pure devotee, certain pure devotees, they may act not exactly directly in the role of a servant. They may act as a friend of Krishna and sometimes joke with him and maybe cut jokes at his expense. Not in a vicious way, but in a friendly way. Or someone with an enhanced sense of service may take the role of Krishna's parents or a superior such as a guru. Or maybe a queen, a wife or lover of Krishna. So the next question, Srila Prabhupada explains that as our body has got hands and legs depending on which the clothes are made, similarly, as this material body is a covering of the spirit soul that moves, that means as the body has form, so the soul has form. The other living species are in different forms, so is the form of the soul changing in different species?
శ్రీల ప్రభుపాదులు వారు ఈ విధంగా వివరిస్తున్నారు. మనకి మన శరీరానికి కాళ్ళు చేతులు ఇవి ఉన్నాయి. అంటే ఆత్మ ఏదైతే రూపంలో ఉంటుందో అదే రూపం విధంగా దానికి అనుగుణంగానే మనకి శరీరానికి కూడా కాళ్ళు చేతులు ఉంటాయి. మరి జంతువులకి రకరకాల శరీరాలు ఉంటాయి కదా, మరి జంతువుల యొక్క ఆత్మకి రకరకాల రూపాలు ఉంటాయా?
నో, ఇట్స్ జస్ట్ ఎన్ ఎగ్జాంపుల్ అండ్ ఎన్ అనాలజీ గివెన్ టు హెల్ప్ us అండర్స్టాండ్ ది సబ్జెక్ట్ మ్యాటర్. But it seems in this case the devotee, he became more confused instead of understanding better. The next question, how to explain to people in general about the eternal existence of the living entity with the Supreme Lord?
శాశ్వత అస్తిత్వం అనేది భగవంతుడితో ఉన్నటువంటి శాశ్వత సంబంధం అనే దాన్ని ఏ విధంగా వివరించాలి?
Well, the people in general, that might be a bit high for them to understand the first thing you tell them.
అవును, సాధారణ వ్యక్తులకి మీరు చెప్పే ఈ మొదటి విషయం
Or to try to explain it to them. Earlier in this session, I spoke not in great detail, but in some detail about the fact that we are eternal living beings. We are not chemicals, we are living force. For more information about how to present this subject from various angles, please read this book, Coming Back, Punaragamana. Punaravriti in Telugu. The eternal existence of the living entity with the Supreme Lord. Yeah, but people in general, they all have different... People say God, but they or Bhagavan or Ishvara, but they don't have any clear conception of who God is. We discuss among ourselves these subjects, and among us it seems very easy. But for common people, this is very high and very difficult for them to understand. Just like two mathematicians may discuss among themselves, and common people, among themselves, or two or three or five or six mathematicians may discuss, and among themselves, everything is understood, what they're discussing. They're discussing about mathematics. But for the common people, they haven't got a clue what they're talking about. And even if someone asks them to explain, can you explain? Well, you have to study for a few years and then you can come to that level of understanding. Bahunam janmanam ante gyanavan mang prapadyate vasudeva sarvamiti samahatmar sudurlabha. Only after many, many births can someone who's serious about cultivating spiritual knowledge come to the conclusion that Krishna is all in all. Such a great person is very rare. Actually, it's not very difficult to understand, but people have an aversion to understanding it. So we can try to explain and give people prasadam and induce them to chant Hare Krishna. As they become purified, they can understand. We were all people in general previously, but by the mercy of the devotees, we have come to understand, at least to some extent, the eternality of the jiva, of Bhagavan, and of their relationship. If someone is ready to hear, then we can start to explain. Mostly people, they're not interested in listening. Still, we should try. Okay, next question. Some devotees preach to newcomers that they should not read Bhagavad Gita unless they have read all the small books. Is it the right thing to do? Also, sometimes junior devotees are discouraged from buying Srimad Bhagavatam set by the seniors because they have not yet completed reading Bhagavad Gita. Please clarify. Well, often we don't say that anyone should not read Bhagavad Gita until they've read all the small books. But some small books, they help to introduce the topics in a manner which is easy for people to begin to grasp the subject matter. I'm particularly thinking of the science of self-realization, which is composed of mostly of articles that Srila Prabhupada wrote for the sake of people in general who have not studied or understood Bhagavad Gita. Another very good introductory book is Perfect Questions, Perfect Answers. in which Srila Prabhupada is preaching to a person with really no knowledge of Krishna consciousness. So that's presenting it at a level that most people are at. Some of the small books, the philosophy is actually quite complex. For instance, the Beyond Birth and Death starts with a discussion of the faults of Buddhist philosophy. But if people read, if they can read Bhagavad Gita as it is, then if they can get into it, that will help them immensely. Oh, that reminds me, someone suggested, and I'll just make a note of that, that in the introduction, it would be a good idea to have subheadings, because often people look at that and they, when they see such a long section without it being broken up, they may be put off. That's part of standard writing, that you don't have very, very long chapters or sections, because people, they think it's too much for them to have long sections unbroken.
సలహా ఇచ్చారు ఏమిటంటే ఒక విషయాన్ని ఎక్కువ పదాల్లో ఎక్కువ వాక్యాల్లో ఒకేసారి ప్రతిపాదించేటంటే దాన్ని చిన్న చిన్న ముక్కలుగా చిన్న చిన్న వాక్యాలుగా తయారు చేసినట్లయితే చాలా సులువుగా వాళ్ళకి అర్థమవుతుందని చెప్పారు కాబట్టి నేను ఇక్కడ రాసుకుంటున్నాను దీని గురించి.
Sometimes senior devotees discourage junior devotees from buying a Srimad Bhagavatam set because they have not yet completed reading the Bhagavad Gita. Well, if anyone here is one of those senior devotees that has a habit of doing that, I request you to please stop doing that. Let people take all the books and then they can gradually read them all. Srila Prabhupada wanted all the books, all his books distributed. He didn't say that we should distribute Srimad Bhagavatam sets only to people who have finished reading Bhagavad Gita as it is. So I don't think we should apply any such condition on others. So the next question, bhalo na khaibe, bhalo na poribe, which means don't eat good food and don't dress in fancy clothes. Or don't dress well and don't eat fancy foods. Yeah, is this applicable only for sannyasis? Well, a chuckle went around as I read that out, but actually it is meant specifically for, the word used in Chaitanya Charitamrita is vairagi. Vairagi, bhai, gramya, kata, na bolibe, jodi, jobe, milibe, ane, bhalona kaibe, or bhalona paribe. Sarvakal, radha, krishna, smarane, mone, something like that. This is actually taken from Chaitanya Charitamrita. And when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave instructions to Raghunath Das Goswami, Ashtakale Mone Radha Krishna Sevibe. And then later that was the similar instructions were recorded, or later maybe prior to that, by Jagadananda Pandit in his Prema Bibarta. And in one section of Chaitanya Charitamrita, that's in the Madhya Lila, one purport, Srila Prabhupada says that all the fancy foods, we should offer very opulent foods to Krishna, that prasad should be taken by the grihastas. Not the sannyasis should not be after fancy food. What should be the proper Vaishnava behavior in this context? We should offer opulently to the Lord. When we cook for the Lord, many times we subconsciously cook to satisfy our taste buds. No, that is not proper. Don't even subconsciously cook to satisfy your own taste buds. That becomes an offense. I used to cook usually at least once daily for many years. But I was always very conscious that this is for the pleasure of Krishna. You can't allow yourself to think, I will enjoy this afterwards. Then it doesn't, then why will Krishna accept it? You have already enjoyed it. I heard one devotee, Pujari, in Australia. I can't remember who that was, but he had a rule that he made for himself, Swaniyam. That any food that he offered to Krishna, he would not taste that himself. So that while he's offering it, he's already to prevent that while he's offering it, he's not salivating at the same time. Thinking, oh, just 5 minutes, then I can enjoy it. But then that's not offering to Krishna. In the verse, Ashvamedham Gavalam Yam, it is mentioned that among other things, sannyas is also banned in Kali Yuga. But none of the prominent acharyas have followed this. But did this support the other practices being banned? Why is this? For a full discussion of this, please see my book Sri Bhakti Siddhanta Vaibhava. Uh, In which Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur says that sannyas is part of the varnashram system, so it, which is created by Krishna, so it's not actually banned at any time. But the kind of this false sannyas, that is forbidden. The sannyas in which one dedicates his life to Mukunda, that is required. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu quoted this verse after accepting sannyas, one verse from Srimad Bhagavatam. Itan sa asthaya paratmanishtam adhyasitam purvatamayama hadbi aham tarishami durantaparam tamo mukundangri nishayivayaiva. He said that I will take full shelter of Mukunda following the example of previous great devotees. I'll become fully attached to the Supreme Lord. In this way I'll become free from all ignorance. So that kind of sannyas to benefit others, that is required. But sannyas for filling one's belly, or for lording it over, or for kidnapping Sita, this kind of sannyas is banned. You can read it first in Telugu.
Samskruti kevalam streela valla matrame padavutunda endukante prati class lo streela dharmalu matrame ekkuva vivaristaru purushulu ela unna streelu matram vaari dharmalu kachithanga ela cheyagalutaru enduku cheyali.
This is one question. Shall I read all?
Yeah, well, you can read it in English. Say it in English. I think I know what it is. Why are the women only supposed to? They're told they have to follow so many things and not the men.
He said that why do we say that culture is spoiled only because of women?
Culture is spoiled?
Only because of women. In every class, Stri Dharma is discussed more than male Dharma.
No, we don't say that it's spoiled only because of women.
It is said that if a man behaves in his own way, then how women can follow dharma actually?
And both have responsibility. We actually it's also discussed in women's masters or mothers. We find in the Bhagavad Gita in the beginning, Arjuna, he was afraid that if the women become polluted by men, then all the culture will be destroyed. Strishu dushtashu varshtaya jayate varna sankara. So actually most of the instructions given in classes are particularly for men. Traditionally, spiritual instruction is given to men who are then supposed to teach it to their wives. One reason it may seem there's a lot of emphasis on women's roles is because in modern society there is so much wrong emphasis on women's roles. Which is causing disaster in human society. Again, for more elucidation, please see that book, Women, Masters or Mothers.
ప్రస్తుతం చాలా మాతాజీలకి నడుము నొప్పి ఉంది. ఒకవేళ అప్పుడు వారి సేవనే వారే వారు చేయవలసి వస్తుంది. వారు కృష్ణుని అడగడం వల్ల నొప్పులు తొలగిపోతే కృష్ణుని మీద విశ్వాసం పెరుగుతుంది కదా, మరియు ఆ భక్తులు సేవ కూడా ఎక్కువ చేయగలుగుతారు కదా.
Another point is that women are trying to be like men. The men are not trying to be like the women. So we have to tell the women to be like women. We don't have to tell the men to be like men. Yeah, so what's the next question?
Why should not we ask Krishna about our body difficulties? Because at present many Matajis have this back pain. So if they continue with that back pain, then how can they serve Krishna? If by praying to Krishna, if they get rid of their bodily pains, then their faith in Krishna increases. So what is the wrong means?
Well, you can also go to a doctor. Why bother Krishna? Your faith in Krishna may increase but by curing your back pain, but Krishna made this world to be miserable and he gave you the process for getting free from this miserable material world, which is not to pray, make me happy in this world. A properly situated devotee, they take all difficulties as Krishna's mercy. To help remind me that this material world is miserable, let me surrender and go to the world of Krishna where there's no, apart from anything else, apart from the bliss of serving Krishna, there's no back pain. Then there's one more question, then we'll finish.
Japamala medalo untundi bhagavantudu daggara sastanga pranamam cheyavacha. Chanting bag we hang in our neck, so when we do sastanga pranama, so it touches the ground, so
then you can put it on the side. Or it seems a lady, so you can tuck it under your sari. There's more questions?
Same question.
Okay.
మనం జపం చేసుకుంటున్నప్పుడు ఎవరైనా భక్తులు ఎదురైనప్పుడు జపం చేసుకుంటూ చేతులు జోడించి ప్రణామం చేయవచ్చా?
When we chant, if we meet someone, should we fold our hands and do pranama?
That you can do. Unless you're so completely absorbed in the chanting that you don't notice anyone. Hare Krishna. So now there should be prasadam served. Thank you all for coming to this program. Thank you to Madhav Gopinath and those who are helping him for organizing it. Dhanyavadalu. Hare Krishna. And this evening I'm supposed to speak at ISKCON Secunderabad. So that might be convenient for some of you to attend that also. Hare Krishna.